Previously on the Good Morning Breakfast Show.
Now this coming weekend, it's going to be a big one. The Pumas return to the graveyard, aka Toyota Stadium. And this time, hopefully, they'll be buried alive. Because we're not going to face another defeat. Too much is at stake. It's a home semi-final for the Toyota Cheetahs. And joining us in studio, Mr. Roscoe Speck, Magic Speckman. How's the vibe in the camp?
I must say, good morning first. I must say it's cold here, but it's nice and warm here in your studio. Can feel the love, cheetah love. So far the camp has been good. Preparation for this coming weekend, it looks positive. Everyone is positive, especially the guys who's not playing. They are bringing a lot of energy, and that's the thing that Coach Harvest was saying. It's not going to be a 26-man squad. It's going to be the whole squad, like 45-6-man squad that's going to win this Currie Cup for us.
Yeah, debatable. Coach Harvest is wrong. It's not a 45-man squad. Because, hey, I'm also a cheetah. I'm also a cheetah. Remember, every fan in the stand, everyone cheering over their TVs, over their radios, we are all cheetahs. And that's why this is such a big match.
Yeah.
Because we all have something to lose. And there's something at stake for everyone.
Roscoe, but also just mentioning a thing about the team and the setup, something that I saw on Saturday was that there's a player section right next to the field where the rest of the squad sort of comes and joins. And how's the mood in the camp on that note? Because that was probably the fullest I've seen that player section this past weekend as it has been throughout the season.
The reason for that thing, because we had a small contiki last weekend building up to the Bulls game, and then the coach just invited everyone to come and just to come and give your opinion what is going to help the team be successful in the next 2 weeks. I'm not going to say 1 week because I know what's going to happen this weekend. So I'm saying next 2 weeks, what's going to be successful. We want all the guys to be there. Especially when you come out the tunnel, you see the guys on your right-hand side, because sometimes you not just play for the 23-man squad, but you play for that guy that's also sitting on the stand, and just for them just to cheer us up when something happens on the field, someone scored a try. It's so special if you just see the guys, their faces when someone go down the touchline, when our mall going forward, they just give us that second energy.
It was a game last weekend against the Bulls that sort of saw the Cheetahs returning back to their DNA and what we've become used to seeing the Cheetahs play. Perhaps that's quite encouraging heading into the game against the Pumas, because that was also a bit of a drop the ball a little bit in the last game that we played against them. But you're looking at it and you're going, okay, cool, we're starting to find a bit of form, find our feet again.
So far, if you look at our season so far, there was a time where we were thinking that we're going to get that drop. And sometimes you don't want to get that game, but it was a good knock for us against Griquas and the Pumas, where we lost against them. And that's where we just find our way back to the cheetah game plan, like you say, the way we want to play. And it was good we got that knock before the playoffs. And now we know exactly what's our DNA.
Let's look at you personally, Roscoe. Like in a game like last weekend, where you don't get the space, you don't get the freedom to sort of express yourself, where else are you sort of going, okay, cool, let me have this kind of influence on the team?
So that's the point I always look at myself, especially when a game goes so close. So then I told myself, listen, Roscoe, there's moments in the game where you can get involved, when they kick long, counter attack, kick off, receive, kick chase. That's the elements that I'm also looking in my game. Like, okay, if you can't get the ball, there's another way where you can get involved in the game. So then I look at the three aspects of my game.
Roscoe Speck, Magic Speckman, joining us on the Good Morning Breakfast ahead of the big clash, home semi-final against the Pumas. Okay, Roscoe, well, you are probably one of the funniest guys in the Cheetahs camp. Always time for a bit of a joke. You are also one of the guys with the fastest feet I've ever seen in my life. Okay? Yeah. And yeah, I've chased a 2-year-old before. All right? So, Roscoe, seeing that you are such a talented bloke, and also the fact that you recently got married, congratulations, by the way.
Thank you very much.
I thought, let's play a game of sidestep. However, in this case, it's not the literal sidestep, as you would be doing against the Pumas Wings this coming weekend. Okay? This is more now in your marriage.
Okay.
Okay? So I'm going to give you a few scenarios, and you're going to sidestep your way through it.
Okay.
Okay. You ready for scenario number one?
Yes.
You come home late following a game of golf, and your former fiance, now wife, is not happy. Not happy at all. Sidestep. Go.
I think the only way I can sidestep is bringing something nice to eat.
Love that.
Lock it.
Love that.
I'm going to be using that one as well, just by the by. I'm going to borrow that one for myself.
Never come home empty-handed. Maybe she's just angry. She's not angry. Maybe she's just angry. Okay. So, you get a message from a former ex-girlfriend ahead of a big game saying, only, good luck with the game. But your wife sees the message first. Sidestep. Go.
I just said my life. Baby, you know, people want to get a little touch of magic, so that's the only reason I'm going to give up.
He's the magic man.
The magic man. Eh? And then lastly, how did you sidestep your way out of not going on honeymoon following your wedding?
Playoffs.
You know what? Fastest feet, fastest fingers, fastest thinker. He's got it all, and you can witness it for yourself this coming weekend in the graveyard, Toyota Stadium. It's going down. Roscoe's Pack Magic, the rest of the Toyota Cheetahs will be taking on the Pumas. Get in, get your flags. Let's make Toyota Stadium orange yet again. Roscoe, we wish you all the best, and we can't wait for the Curry Cup to come home yet again.
Amen.
The Good Morning Breakfast Show. Right now. With Shandor, Margaret, and Sam. 6 to 9 a.m. with Accident Angels. Your life matters. Only on OFM. 6 a.m. on the radio. The sound of your life.